Thank you, Robin. Our last set of stories start with the actor Tom Hardy revealing his Norfolk accent mishap. Acclaimed actor Tom Hardy is still haunted by a Norfolk accent mishap in the psychological drama Locke. In an interview with Absolute Radio, he reflected on his performance as Ivan Locke 12 years after the film aired. He played a Welshman whose life unravels as he drives to London to witness the birth of his child. Mr. Hardy was convinced that he was doing a Welsh accent based on a man he had once met. It later became apparent that the man who Mr. Hardy based his character on, to the letter, was in fact not from Wales, but from Norfolk. Over a decade on from filming, Mr. Hardy confirms he could have sworn the man was from Welsh.
The original branch of a discount retailer, which now has 50 shops across the country, is preparing to open in its new premises. QD was founded in Norwich in 1985 with a single store in Anglia Square, and it's become one of the shopping centre's longest-standing shops. The original store is being demolished following the £34 million redevelopment of Anglia Square. The new location is in number 52 to 56 Magdalen Street, the former home of Aladdin's Cave. To mark the opening, Norwich City Councillor Martin Schmierer will officially cut the ceremonial ribbon at 9 a.m. on May the 8th. Store manager at QD Norwich, Joe Griff, said, "We're incredibly proud of our history at Anglia Square, but we're even more excited about the future on Magdalen Street. QD has always stood for great value, friendly service and being at the heart of the community, and this move means that we can deliver that better than ever." The new Magdalen Street shop will continue to offer its quality products at unbeatable prices, and the first 100 customers to enter the new store will receive a free goodie bag.
A global subsea service provider has opened a new office in Norfolk to support the construction of wind farms and energy projects off the coast of East Anglia. Sumara specialises in site investigation, construction support, subsea surveys and inspection for the offshore, energy and utility sectors. The Glasgow-based company's new office at Norwich's Broadland Gate will help it gain direct access to a strong talent pool in East Anglia, as well as allowing it to serve key clients in the area. Construction of some of the world's largest wind farms is taking place in the southern North Sea, with turbines off the East Coast set to power almost 20 million homes in the UK by 2035, accounting for a third of the country's offshore wind output. Sulmara also has offices in Aberdeen, Houston, Singapore and Taiwan. It has increased its international workforce by 25% over the past year to 250 employees and recently relocated its headquarters to a bigger Glasgow premises. Founded in 2019, Sumara has grown rapidly and now has a £52 million annual revenue. The company also secured a £15 million investment last year from BGF, one of the largest and most experienced growth capital investors in the UK and Ireland.
The story of Norfolk's world-famous malting barley will be highlighted to thousands of youngsters visiting the 2025 Royal Norfolk Show. The crop, beloved by brewers, craft beer makers and whisky distillers across the globe, will be the central feature of the Discovery Zone when the show returns to the Norfolk Showground on June the 25th and 26th. Norfolk processor Crisp Malt, based at Great Ryeborough near Fakenham, will help explain how the crop is grown and its key role in food and drink production. The exhibit is part of the 2025 show's central theme of Celebrating Norfolk Food and Drink. Mark Nicholas, managing director of the show organisers, the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, said, Norfolk produces the best malting barley in the world, and that will be the theme for the kids going round the Discovery Zone. And by the way, we're on course to exceed last year's number of school children visiting the show, which will be in excess of 12,500, which is quite extraordinary. The show's education offerings extend to the neighbouring STEM village, now in its third year, which will explore how science, technology, engineering, maths and medicine are influencing the global food chain. From cutting-edge agricultural methods to advances in biosciences, engineering and clean energy, exhibitors will explain how their work is improving sustainability, nutrition, health and production.
A Norwich family business has received two King's Awards in what is believed to be a first for the county. Delta Fire is the UK's leading manufacturer of bespoke firefighting equipment, supplying most of the country's fire and rescue services and more than 100 further countries worldwide. The third-generation family firm, now based at Broadland Business Park in Norwich, has been rooted in the county for 35 years. It has now been recognised for two King's Awards for Enterprise, for both its innovation and sustainable development. Just under 200 businesses were selected for the awards by King Charles III, with only two being recognised in two separate categories, with one of those being Delta Fire. Ian Gardner, Delta Fire's managing director and founder, said the double accolade is testament to a year of milestones for the business. The firm opened its 5.5 million manufacturing base at Broadland Business Park last July and is currently building a 975 square metre extension as part of its £1 million investment to support its international growth. The business has also celebrated hitting net zero energy use at its Norwich base, making it one of the most environmentally responsible suppliers within the global fire sector.
Our final VE Day memory reminds us of what many people were doing that day. Across Norfolk and Suffolk, thousands of people were taking a break from celebrating to listen to the Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, addressing the nation on the wireless at 3 p.m. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing, but let us not forget for a moment the toil and the effort that lie ahead, he said. Japan, with all her treachery and greed, remains unsubdued. The injury she has inflicted upon Great Britain, the United States, and other countries, and her detestable cruelties, call for justice and retribution. He ended his broadcast with a typical patriotic flourish. Advance Britannia! Long live the cause of freedom! God save the King!